Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
I am a better man. When I moved to Texas, I felt the snow right in my hand. As I walked around the corner, I saw hipsters on their knees. 40 ounces of...
I don't know the rest of the words to that fucking song. Just Ross tonight. Little R-O-S-S tonight. Snowstorm here in Austin. Everything's shut down. Everything is on lockdown. Our studio is actually out of power. We have no power, no internet, and, you know, it's exactly what social media wants you to think it is. It is the fucking apocalypse. We are all going to die. This could be my last episode. Shit, I hope it's my last episode. Whew. I don't even have any power in my downstairs. God damn it, brother. I know what you're thinking right now. Ross, quit humble bragging. Quit being so rich and saying you have two floors in your house. I do. I got two floors in my house. And the bottom one is cold. I am freezing my dick off. All 8 inches of it, the same amount of snow that we had on the ground here in Austin, Tejas today. But I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to give a show for the people. I'm going to give a goddamn show for the people. The ironic thing about not having a power is I can actually record a show because it operates off of batteries. So there's a battery pack on the back. You put 4 AA's in and a microphone, and boom, you can go out to millions and millions of people. So whoever is out there and says, man, I can't have a fucking podcast, that's too hard. No, it was 4 AA batteries and a Zoom and one microphone. And that's kind of it. Other than that, you know, just a bunch of fucking racist bullshit that everybody's trying to stir up. It's like, oh man, the snowstorm's not enough. How do we get racism in there, brother? Well, I'll tell you how. There's a special little lady down here in Austin. What is her name? Oh, Terry G. There it is. Terry G. Terry Gruka is her full name. G-U-R-U-C-A at Terry G underscore KVU, K-V-U-E, who's posted a picture of downtown, and she says, oh, look at all the lights on. Notice how they're on the west side, but not the east side where the brown people live. Oh, that's Austin for you. Just shutting out the city. No, it's not, Terry. That picture is a fucking lie on your goddamn Twitter. We're all out of power downtown, including our studio. Not sure how you shaded that or who sent you that picture in, but good thing you didn't fact check it, because all of us white folk is super fucking racist, Terry, you bitch. My God, man. It's everywhere, though. It is fucking everywhere. People said, hey, man, you moved to Texas, it's fucking guns and pickup trucks. It's God's country. Not true. It's not true. It's not God's country down here. I walked into a, it was like a fucking gas station open here today. I was like, you know what? Daddy could use some fucking pizzeria combos from a mouth hole today. Because, you know, I've been drinking and whatnot throughout the day. It is about 9 degrees here with the wind chill. It is minus 20. Not bitching. Not bitching. Went to Ohio State. This is a fucking Tuesday up there. Not bitching. Just kind of making fun of Texas. And it's like, oh, man, we're brave and tough. We got pickup trucks, fucking handguns. But also, we're going to go ahead and not open up any store, restaurant, gas station, convenience store. There was only one that was open. It was a bunch of Mexican dudes in there today. I want to give them a shout out. Citron was the name of that station, so I'm sure you'll find it. When I said Mexicans owning a gas station in Texas, immediately you know which one I'm talking about. I walked in this fucking place today, and there was no lie, freezing fucking people are, you know, packed in there just trying to get some trinkets or beer. Or fucking, you know, snacks, some pizzeria combos for their loved ones, whatever, right? I walk in and there's this fucking small white dude who's maybe, like, I don't know, like 5'6". And I'm white, so I get it. It's not like I'm, you know, hating on him because he's fucking white. But I walk in, he's like 5'6", and he's ahead of me. And I walk in and freeze my ass off, shivering a little bit. And he turns around with his fucking mask on, and he's just like, sir, 6 feet, you're too close, sir. Your mask, can you put it up above your nose? And I, at this point, you know, I've got a two-year-old here. My wife is out of town with our six-year-old. I've had a two-year-old inside the house because we've been iced in for like 5 days at this point. I lost it. I'm going to admit that. I fucking lost my shit. And I just looked at homeboy, and I said, if this world it's just too fucking big for you right now, go and sit in your fucking car while I pay for my shit. And it was like a shocked look in his eyes. Couldn't see his mouth, obviously, because he was wearing a mask, some form of Hello Kitty mask. No lie. And he goes, what? And I go, if this world is too fucking big for you, go and sit in your goddamn Honda Civic and wait till I get out of the fucking store. Because there's a million goddamn people in here shivering and whatnot. I'm not pulling my shit up over my nose. Like, people are coughing, sneezing. It's fucking 9 degrees with the wind chill. It's minus 20. You can get fucked, hombre. Sure enough, this was like one of those gimpy guys from California. And I know, because I saw his fucking license plate on the way out. Don't think that I didn't memorize that shit like fucking MacGruber too, in case I had to hunt this guy down. But he was shocked. And he was like, why would you say that? And I was like, you fucking cat hair all over the back of your sweats. And he's wearing Kenneth Cole sneakers. Now, here's the thing. I'm a fan of Kenneth Cole. I'm not shitting on Kenneth Cole. If you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, hey, Ross, Kenneth Cole's a nice brand. Why would you do that today? I'm not. I enjoy a nice pair of Kenneth Cole's. They're very, very nice dress shoes. However, when you're wearing them as sneakers and there's fucking 8 inches of snow, chances are it says that you're a cuck in this life, or you're a cuckold, or you've been cuckolded, or you've told the guy that is fucking your wife how she likes to be fucked in front of you, because that's not a goddamn thing. So not only did he have cat hair all over his sweatpants, but he was wearing these Kenneth Cole sneakers, which are very, very specific. I don't know that I've ever seen those in this life anywhere else. Kenneth Cole sneakers. What the fuck? What are they, $300? And then you're going to roll through in 9 inches of snow and then tell me what the fuck to do? Put your mask on. But nope, All of that is gone out the window, my man. That is fucking gone. All couth and like the 6 feet and the other fucking mask up bullshit is fucking gone, dude. If you don't believe me, just go ask your new president who says, hey, man, we got to open up schools. We got to get everybody back in schools. Kids got to get back in schools. CDC is battling with the fucking teachers union right now. Magically, everybody wants to accept science when all they did was scream, fucking believe in science for 6 months before this election. Fuck off, dude. You can take your Kenneth Coles elsewhere, hombre. Homeboy grabbed his shit and just left the store. I would imagine he came back in later because it was the only store open, but I didn't stick around to see it. And it was kind of an afterthought until I got home tonight. And I was like, ah, shit. I enjoy that phrase. Off the cuff, I enjoy that phrase. If this world is too big for you, go and sit in your fucking car. Because it feels like it is. This world feels like it's too big for a lot of people to be in right now. To the point where you're just like, man, if I could show you your life or just screenshots of your life or movie clips of your life and you actually sat down and saw it, would you still want to be a part of it? Would you? Like if you were at home right now or in your fucking car, wherever you are right now, freezing your dick off, because let's face it, 90% of the country's in this bullshit. I'm not special. We're not fucking special down here in Texas. But if you saw clips of your life, like in the past, and you watched it, would you be like, ah, shit, I should probably fucking end it right now, dude. I don't like the person I've become, or I'm just a goddamn gimp. I often wonder that. And I wondered that on Saturday when Trump, Papa Trump, got acquitted for the second time. Yeah. Strike up the buttons, we are here today. Deep in the land. It felt like fucking Groundhog's Day. And if I didn't sing that song, Pitch Perfect, apologize again. I've had a lot to drink tonight. But it really did feel like Groundhog's Day with his second acquittal, where Saturday, it just got down to, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the fucking merry band of dipshits sitting there going, we want to call witnesses. We want to call witnesses. Ted Cruz walked in with a fucking mullet, dude. He shaved his head into a fucking mullet. He was like, hey, man, you're going to make me work on a Saturday for a fake impeachment? Cool, man. I'm going to get this YOLO haircut at Fantastic Sam's and shave a fucking mullet in the back of this bitch. But Nancy Pelosi and these motherfuckers, man, they were like, no, we're going to do it. Let's call witnesses for the insurrection. And the guy with the Viking helmet, you know, he raised his hand. Oh, I want in. God forbid that guy doesn't get his fucking Comic-Con money for the next 20 years of his life. He's going to be sitting next to the cast of A Christmas Story, signing fucking headshots forever for $14. Hey, remember that guy fucking stormed the Capitol, the fucking insurrection guy? Pop on in there. Sit on his lap. Let's get a picture with the insurrection guy. He volunteered. Some other people volunteered. I don't know the rest of them. I didn't really look at the fucking list because it was unnecessary. First of all, they didn't have the votes. They were never getting the fucking votes. The second impeachment was never fucking going down. This was all a gigantic waste of time. A whole huge pile of horse shit. That was completely fucking unnecessary. Didn't need it to happen. Nobody's gotten those stimmy checks, dog. No one. Nobody's even fucking bothered with that shit. They raged on Trump. Raged on this motherfucker for months. You don't care about our country. You only care about the election. Where's our stimmies? Where's our stimulus checks? You know what he did when Republican Congress came back and said, hey, man, we want to give $600? Trump said, fuck you. Let's give them each $2,000. Everybody raged. No, we can't have that. That's crazy. The Democrats were pretty fucking silent on that one. Now, here we are. 4 months after the election, no stimmies. That $2,000 that Trump wanted is out the fucking window. And I think we're down to like $1,200. That shit hasn't been approved. You know why? Because we're sitting here pulling our dicks, finger blasting our pussies, waiting for a fake impeachment trial. God damn it, I'm wasted. I'm not gonna apologize for that either. It's cold down here. How many fucking heat in the basement of this house? Damn it. My two-story house. I don't have any heat down here. Twisting my words. But yeah, man, Shit. We had this fuckery on Saturday. As much fun as the media made, raged on Trump's lawyers for not being smart enough and all that other bullshit, Trump's lawyers walked up to the stand and they're like, great, let's call those witnesses. I also have a list of 300 witnesses that I would like to call, so go fuck yourself. One of those was Nancy Pelosi. Because the little-known fact to all this shit is, hey, man, you want witnesses? That's great. But I have to depose you back in my office in Pennsylvania, and then you can tell me your fucking story, Nance. Why you got your hair blown out that day in San Fran? Why you let people shit in the streets? Why didn't say shit about violence all fucking summer long? San Francisco, everywhere, Portland, all of the places. And they were like, oh, shit, we got to answer questions? No, let's get and vote, dude. Let's get this over with. That fucking thing was over in 45 minutes. Acquitted. 45 acquitted. Again, Papa Trump acquitted again. What does this mean? Well, currently, as of today, tonight, I'm recording this super late at night. It means, look, man, Trump can run for president again in 2024. Yeah. I will hold for applause. I hope it happens. I don't know if it will. I think he's got to get some social media back in place or some form of social media. Because right now, Twitter is a fucking echo chamber for the left. Parler, I heard, as of today, is back up on Android, not on the rest of the phones. They're not saying who the back end of that is, but wink, wink. Let's guess it's from overseas. Truthfully, I don't blame them. If you want to shut down social media apps and all this other shit, I don't really give a fuck how they try to come back. I don't care. Because right now, if you go through Twitter, fuck, man, most of my friends are gone. My numbers have gone down on Twitter from, at one point, dude, I had like close to 350,000 followers. Now I think I'm at 48,000. Like, everything is censored. Everything is fucking taken away. All my friends' accounts are gone. Like, don't really give a shit. So, if Parler comes up, congratulations. At Ross Patterson's already on that bitch. And I'll be happy to go there versus what I'm going to on Twitter. Reason I'm saying this is there is a rumor that Parler has offered Trump 40% of the company if he posts exclusively there. Now, if he does that, then he's got a shot at some form of reelection again. Or does he push his cards in on, the daughter? Does he go in for Ivanka? I don't really know. I don't know what's going to happen. Rumor is right now that in North Carolina, old Dick Burr, Richard Burr, is going to retire. I don't know what his whole fucking story is. I know he got censured today by the Republicans of North Carolina for trying to vote for the insurrection or some bullshit or whatever. All those North Carolina politicians are fucking dog shit anyway, so I don't give a shit. But rumor is Larry Lee Trump is going to go for his seat because he is retiring for the next term. So he'll be up in 2022. We'll see. I don't really know. I've only met her one time. Hot. Super cool. We'll see what happens. Nice lady, you know, nothing more that I can say other than that. I've met the other dickheads before, Roy Cooper and whoever the fucking guy was before him. He was a Republican. He was a fucking dick. Most of these fucking guys, are just kind of cocksuckers, to be honest with you. I'd like to see more outsiders get involved in all of this shit. And, for me personally, that's why I voted for Trump in the first place, where it was like, all right, great. You're not part of politics? It's fucking rage, dude. Let's go. I know Yang Gang's running in New York right now for the mayor, and he's currently ahead by like 15, 17 points somewhere in there. Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's ride. I used to live in New York twice. Twice I've lived in New York. Right now, it can't get any worse than it is. So fuck it. You want to see if all that shit works with the fucking paying people and everything else? Give it a go. New York can't get any worse than it is right now. So fuck it. Let's ride, dude. Let's ride, brother. Who cares? Same with Larry Lee. Great. North Carolina, the politics suck there. Fucking hop on in. How bad could it get? Right now, they're still under fucking lockdown. Kids aren't in school there. Or they're going like every other third week. Something fucking weird. Who gives a shit if Laura Lee's in there? God damn it. I'd rather see somebody hot on my screen than that old fucking bag of dicks. Dick Burr. He was one of the ones who sold a bunch of his stocks before telling everybody that the pandemic wasn't going to be as bad as everybody was saying it was going to be about a year ago. So he can get fucked anyways. I don't really give a shit about that guy. Got a little bit of breaking news here. One of the biggest refineries in Texas is shut down. So there's that. We got these rolling blackouts here, which is fun. Now, that's real, by the way. Those have been going for about 4 hours apiece around the states. Currently, again, minus 15 degrees. Who gives a shit? I've got enough booze and drugs running through my system that I don't really care. I'm going to fucking rage, dude, and we'll see how long this goes. I have no idea at this point. We're playing it all by dong. So we'll see what happens, but try to get back in the studio tomorrow. But as far as like Papa Trump goes, it was President's Day today. He was really the only one I celebrated. Him and Lincoln. Just a huge fan. Just a huge fan of old Honest Abe, you know? Obviously, before he got his head blown off. But you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And John Wilkes Booth said that. Never got the credit he deserved. I don't feel. But the rest of the bullshit that's going on is, you know, fuck, man. Like, what are we doing? What do we care? What the fuck do I care that Meghan Markle and her husband's going to have another goddamn baby and Harry? They're going to have another baby. Oh. And they're going to give a tell-all interview to Oprah. Oh, my gosh. How hard was it for you to have another baby? You have two? You have two children? Oh, please. Pop a fucking stitch and sit down. Tell me about it. How's that veej doing? How's that vagina doing? Who gives a shit? I mean, look, I get it. You want it out of England? Go to Montecito. It's beautiful there. It really is. If you're fucking rich enough, it's beautiful anywhere, to be honest with you. Again, 90% of the country is under fucking some winter advisory right now. Montecito, 78 and A-OK right now. I'm sure they're kicking back a couple bottles of Nice Red. I know what you're thinking. Hey, Ross, she's preggers, brother. She can't be drinking like that. Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. She'll have a couple. That baby needs to get used to the rest of his life, too, or hers, whoever that fucker is inside of her. You know, have a couple. Might as well get the good grapes inside that baby. You know, fuck the dumb shit. That baby's not getting $2, Chuck. That baby's not getting Mad Dog 2020. Put the good shit in that baby up in Montecito. I'm all in for it. I am all in for it. Here's what I'm not all in for, though. Bill Gates running the world, running our fucking lives, dude. What the shit? I mean, what the goddamn shit with this guy? So last night, watched him on 60 Minutes, and he's saying, you know, we're facing, this is the worst climate disaster in our lives. We're all going to die in 30 years if it doesn't change. Anderson Cooper is just sitting there, I mean, eating his fucking shit off a plate in front of him. Bill Gates might as well have taken a hot deuce on a white cafeteria plate from elementary school and then just fucking served it to him and said, why don't you eat this during the interview, Anderson? Why don't you eat my fucking shit during the interview? Because what you're asking isn't real questions. It is simply the soft serve shit that I am giving you to eat in front of me. And I'm so rich that I want to watch you eat my own shit off of a plate in front of me. I've never seen anything like this shit. I mean, it's one thing to be like, oh my God, it's climate change, we're all going to die, and I'm donating billions of dollars. You know what else you did, Bill? You bought up all the farmland in America. Why? Why? Bill Gates is the largest owner of farmland in the United States right now. Why? If fucking climate change, if we got to be focused on climate change, why do you need to own all the farmland right now? And they did all these tours with him on 60 Minutes, A Coops going in there. Oh my God, this is great. Where are we? Tell me about this science lab and all these scientists, all these billions of dollars of science you want us to believe in. And what's up with the science we're doing here? It's all misdirected, dude. Bill Gates is trying to fucking chip us, dude. He's trying to chip us all. Put a fucking microchip in each of our arms. And fucking scan us right now at a grocery store. And be like, oh, I own you. Boop. I own you. Boop. I own you. Boopies. I own you too. Boop, boop. That's all it is right now. For real, man. If you watch this fucking shit, like, finally, there was one question at the end of this I wanted Anderson Cooper to ask. And he finally did it at the end of it. He goes, hey, man, I hate to ask you this. You know, because I've been busy eating your shit the whole interview and just sucking your dick. And I have. And I know I haven't completed it yet. I know I haven't sucked your dick to the fullest yet. I know you haven't shot a 14-ounce load in the back of my fucking throat right now. But just yet, I know I probably got about two more pulls here out of it, out of my mouth. Just two more back and forths. You can shoot your 14 ounces of cum in the back of my throat. But riddle me this. You fly private jets everywhere all over the world. You have one of the highest carbon footprints that one could imagine in the entire world. What do you say to people who look at you and with disdain for that? I mean, it's just, he's bobbling his words for the whole fucking thing. And Bill Gates is like, well, you know, it's a fair point. Anderson, it's a fair point. You know, I do have one of the largest carbon footprints in the world right now. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is I'm spending money to go against it. I'm creating these wind tunnels and these machines that every time I fly, it blocks off all the footprint, the carbon, and it gets re kind of distributed. He didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He was making it up as he went last night, and I'm sitting there watching this. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? And I'm waiting for Cooper to pop in and be like, hey man, I ate all your shit, and I'm about to make you come, but I don't think I'll be able to do it if you keep lying to me like this. Never came. Instead, Bill Gates just kept going. He was like, you know, what they do is they pack all of my carbon when I take off my plane in a 2-ton thing, and then that kind of thing, and all this. I pay an extra $7 million a year for my carbon footprint, and that offsets it. What? What the fuck did you just say? You spend an extra $7 million a year for your own carbon footprint, and you guys put it in a cubicle and then, what, dig a hole underground and then fucking blow it up, and it's like, eh, well, that's Bill Gates' carbon footprint for the year. I'm all done. Ooh. Come on, man. What the fuck are we doing here, Bill Gates? Oh, God. What are we doing here, Bill? Billy. Come on, Bill. Nobody's buying that bullshit. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I don't like it. I don't trust that fucking snitch. You know, grown up, he's a fucking older version of the guy who owns Robinhood, the Robinhood app. I don't trust any of his fucking bullshit, but, you know, It is what it is. They're going to keep giving them a fucking platform, and people will believe in this bullshit. I don't. I don't believe in any of that fucking bullshit. And he's like, oh, well, you know, we could have it completely cleaned up in 40 to 50 years. Guess what, motherfucker? I'm not going to be alive then. So I don't care, Bill. I don't give one baker's fuck about my carbon footprint. I really don't. I don't recycle either. We got about fucking 43 White Claws today. All of them went into the regular trash, bro. And I hope you're listening right now, and I hope you're fucking pissed off about it. Because I'm not doing my part, Bill. I'm not going to do my fucking part, you cocksucker. God, I'm on one today. I'm fucking on one today. Next up, it's the little things, dude. It's the little things that get me. CNN had a fantastic article today. Whew, let me take a sip here. They had a fantastic article. Let me dig into this today. If you're out there and you're drinking too, take a sip here before we get into this. Now that the Golden Goose is gone, CNN is just out of shit. This was written by Kevin Liptak. There's an unfortunate last name, Kevin. L-I-P-T-A-K. Kevin Liptak, who said, inside the new president's routine, Oval Office fires and early bedtimes. No shit. It's Joe Biden. Yeah. Let that sink in. Ah, Joe Biden's going to bed early? You don't say. He eats dinner at 3 o'clock in the fucking afternoon at Fuddruckers. Yeah, he's all tuckered out by 5. He's 78 goddamn years old. Chances are he's probably in a wheelchair half the day. I don't know. I can't confirm that. Pure speculation. That is just my guess. But if this is what we're calling it, early bedtimes now, kind of like when he, I don't know, had dementia and just kind of fucked up every single interview he did. And they were like, oh my gosh, he's so brave. He's had this stutter since he was a boy. No, he the fuck has not. He has not had a fucking stutter 1 second of his life until he got dementia. And then, yeah, guess what? It happens. Either that or you're super fucked up like me tonight. That's the only way you stutter. That's it. Drinking and drugs or being really fucking old. And you guys dropping a story tonight of, oh my God, he's an early to bed guy. No fucking shit, dude. My God, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. And he's all in on the fucking Paris Climate Treaty thing. No, that's the, we got to get back in that because we can control China and fucking India and all their bullshit over there for their climate change. I was talking about that earlier with the Bill Gates shit, but it's like, you know, I'm reading this article and they're so fucking tone deaf at CNN. It's like when President Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force One for the first time this month, he did not spend much time soaking in the moment. The flight, after all, was 25 minutes long. He was headed home for Delaware for the weekend, in part to have his foot x-rayed at his orthopedist. Top-notch reporting, Kevin Liptak. Holy shit. Thank God we're worried about the climate, dude. You know what, man? I got to go see my orthopedic. My orthopedist. What's the best way to get there? It's in Delaware. Air Force One. Yep. Let's take Air Force One. 25 minutes. Let's just take it 25 minutes. See what happens. And he says, you know what? They were like, hey, what was your first commuter shuttle like? He says, it's a great honor. But I didn't think about it, to tell you the truth. Ah, no shit, you didn't. It's 25 minutes. You were up in the air and down on the ground faster than a fucking mouse queef. And it's like, ah, you know, I didn't think about it. Didn't have a chance to think about it up there. Up there in the old skies. Man, when I was up here 40, 30, maybe 10,000 feet above this great land we call the U.S. of A. I didn't really think about it because I used Air Force One to go 25 minutes to see my orthopedic specialist. Fucking ain't that America, you know? Joe is just like us. He's just like us, dude. Fuck, man. Him and Springsteen. I wonder if Springsteen picked him up at the airport in a Jeep without the top on. And was just like, hey, Joe, I'll take you to the orthopedist. Hop on in. It's a new Jeep. I know it's fucking 24 below, but this is how we're doing it. This is America, Joe. Whew. The rest of this article, it's just fucking awful, dude. Just absolutely awful. And the way that they word this, like, and they're talking about as Biden settles into a job he's been seeking on and off for 3 decades, the daily routine of being a president. What? Yeah, of course it's 3 decades. He was in politics for 47 fucking years. But now, hey, he's in. So let's all fucking celebrate and come to God, he's got to settle in, does he? Wasn't he there as a vice president? But fuck me, I guess not. They go on to say here, Brian, I'm going to keep saying this guy's name. Oh, it's Kevin. Kevin Liptak keeps going on and saying he's already established a regular schedule, including coffee in the mornings with the First Lady, meetings and phone calls at the Oval Office starting at 9 a.m., and then he returns to his residence at 7. Ah, God damn it. They said he's often seen carrying a stack of binders or manila folders under one arm. And he still brings a brown leather briefcase into the office. Unlike his most recent precedent. I mean, are you fucking kidding me with this fucking shit? This Willie Loman bullshit? This death of a salesman bullshit? Oh, God, He's a humble man from humble beginnings. He puts his pants on like the rest of us. He takes Air Force One 25 minutes to see an orthopedic specialist. God damn it. He's just like the rest of us. And then goes on to say his most recent fucking predecessors were night owls. Spent the dark hours reading briefings. President Obama. And President Trump, because they weren't fucking 78 goddamn years old. They were still alive and awake. They weren't a fucking coma. All right. A set of nurses didn't have to check on him before he slipped into bed. So it isn't slipping into a fucking coma. CNN, dude, you fucking cocksuckers. And don't think I haven't forgotten about the fucking Cuomo sexual up in New York who they've magically been hiding. Over there. Wonder why. Is your brother one of the top paid anchors there? And you were fucking hiding data from everybody? Killing all the senior citizens up there? My grandma's dead, bitch. She's not. She's not dead in New York from COVID or anything. But she actually died in 2004. But I'm attributing it to COVID. Because it's been a while. I've thought about it. So let's go ahead and put a fucking COVID sticker on her. And get her ready. Cuomo. Whew. I mean, it just keeps getting worse, man. You read all this shit, you hear all this shit, you watch all this shit, and you would think we're back in 1950s again. Like, none of this just happened. Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing outside? Biden was playing catch with his dog out in the front yard. Fuck, no, he wasn't, dude. He wasn't doing any of this fucking shit. We got some sponsors to pay for this shit wagon to be on the air. I don't know if they will after this show. That's debatable. My money's on no right now. First and foremost is ghostbed.com/drinking bros. They got a fucking deal right now, son. 40% off with the adjustable base bundle package. Fuck you. I'm gonna shoot. Shoot on a ghost bed. Shoot all over her fucking face on a ghost bed. Or if you're like Biden, dude, do it before 7 p.m. Because he's all tuckered out and he's already put his feet under the bed. It's like a fucking polio victim. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Get yourself a mattress, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, whatever, man. You can do whatever with those fucking things, man. Rob a bank. Fucking put them over your legs for the kids. Have them sack race out in the middle of the driveway. I don't give a shit. What I do know is your kids will be doing it in comfort. They'll be sack racing in comfort down there. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Where, as always, I get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there. No interest. So you can bundle that together. It's like $35 a month. Hey, man, I said this is going to be a fucking shit year. So if you're snowed in right now and don't have a ghost bed, don't blame me. It's your own fucking problem. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. It's probably going to be 10 more snowstorms, probably fucking 30 hurricanes this year. Who knows? Get a bed. Get a fucking mattress to sleep in. Be comfortable. Don't wear condoms anymore. AIDS is a myth created by the government, same as COVID. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today, and then enter the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Next up, we got liquidiv.com. Man, I have been drinking this every morning. Been iced in here in Austin, Tejas, for 5 days. 5 days I've been stuck in the house with a 2-year-old. Lost my shit. I didn't even know what's going to happen with this fucking show, to be honest with you. You know? Is this going to stay up? Am I going to tear this down? Am I going to listen to this in the morning and have regrets? My family going to call me and be like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing these days, dude? Like, you were off your goddamn chain last night. You were off your fucking chain, dude. You were a Michael Vick pit bull off your fucking chain last night, saying all kinds of fucked up shit. The reason I'm alive every morning is liquidiv.com hydration. Brother, you can get 25% off anything you order at liquidiv.com. Promo code drinking bros. I know this shit's in fucking Costco and all the big time stores, all the famous stores. Yeah. Oh, all the famous stores. But guess what? You can't check out and then scream at the fucking cashier, hey, drinking bros, give me 25% off. They don't do that. They don't fucking do that. I wish they did. They don't fucking do that shit. And that's the world. It's the Biden world we live in. They don't fucking do that bullshit. Instead, you gotta go online like an adult. Have it shipped to your house. liquidiv.com. Promo code drinking bros at checkout. Get you 25% off everything. When you put that promo code drinking bros in at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration at liquidiv.com. Promo code drinking bros. This is an easy one for me. I drink this shit every fucking morning. I have coffee when I get up. I got a little cotton mouth after that. Chances are we went hard the night before. Somebody fucking weird. And then I was like, ah, shit, man. I gotta drink fucking water. I'll pop one of these in a gallon. 16 ounces of water. Whatever, man. Doubles your hydration. Fills you up real quick. And finally, I just reached out to the company. I was like, hey, man, I drink this fucking shit every day. I'm buying it from fucking Sam's Club. I'll sell it on the show. Like, I love it. It's easy. It's not like I'm lying to anyone here. Just give me some free fucking shit occasionally, you know? Liquidiv.com, promo code drinkingbros, 25% off. I hope I sold that the proper way because it is great. It really is. And I love you, Liquid Ivy. I love you, Liquid Ivy. Next up is HelloFresh.com/drinkingbros10. Use the promo code drinkingbros10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. So, true story. Swear to God. Fucking have no food. The HEB grocery store is closed here. All of them. Every fucking last store is closed here in Texas, except for that Mexican gas station I told you about. But I can't get real food in there. I'm just getting snacks, combos, shit like that. Can't get real food. Hungry. It's been 5 days I was iced in. Wasn't expecting it. And I know what you're saying. Oh, man, prep, dude. Dip into that fucking 10 pounds of white rice or whatever. No, dude, I'm not doing that. I'm not fucking doing that. Walk out this morning, and there was one box against my door. It was HelloFresh.com/Drinkin' Bros 10. 10 fucking meals inside that goddamn thing. I didn't see a delivery truck. I didn't see a rocket launcher. I didn't see a drone. I don't know how they got this thing to my fucking house, but goddamn it, if I ain't, I'm not grateful. And the meals come in like for like a couple or like four people, like two or four people. I ate the meals for me and my wife tonight. It was the Gouda burger. That's a true story. Fucking Gouda burgers, dude. Greatest goddamn things ever. Had them. She's not here. I don't give a shit. Those are her favorites out of HelloFresh. Tough shit. I'm the one here with a fucking two-year-old locked in a house for five goddamn days. I mean, all the Gouda burgers. I don't give a shit, Jesse. That's what I'm saying to you. So, big fan of them. Their food is amazing. And they're giving you 10 free meals for free and free shipping. They're basically just giving you 10 free meals for fucking free. For going to HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros10. Use the promo code DrinkinBros10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping at checkout. You're welcome. There is a reason why they are number one in America. I'm not saying eat fucking, you know, portions for two people or four people. I'll probably be 900 pounds. I don't give a shit about that. I'm freezing my dick off here. I'm iced in. HelloFresh was the only thing that was here. So I'm eating 10 meals in the next 3 days because I can and I don't really give a fuck. Shit's pre-measured. Tells me how to cook it. You know, I don't need Martha Stewart finger blasting herself in my fucking kitchen. I can cook the shit myself and I love it. Last but not least, another one. All these products I actually fucking have in my house and I use every goddamn day. Try firstleaf.com/drinkinbros. Join today and you'll get six bottles of wine for $29.95 free shipping. You fucking sluts. I've gone through all six bottles in the last 5 days. No lie. My box comes every fucking February. It usually comes February like or 7th or 8th of the month. I don't know why I said February. I mean, I guess, you know, it is February and that just happened. But whatever, man. On the 7th or 8th of the month, my box comes of six bottles of wine. Typically, that shit lasts, I don't know, man, half a month or whatever, depending upon how much my wife's getting fucked up with her buddies and shit. No idea. What I do know is this. Drank all six. You were out of town, and I went through those in 5 days. So you are welcome. Therefore, I've got to wait a little extra time for First Leaf to deliver my next six bottles. Good news is you can go to their website, change your schedule, which I'm going to do. I got to get some more in this house next week because I am out of wine and I don't want to go to the store and buy it anymore. Plus, I'm pissed off at the stores. You're not open. Fuck you. You don't get my money, dude. You don't get my fucking green. Shit. Ship them in my fucking house, dude. All you do is go fill out a little survey. Feel fun and flirty. They ask you what kind of wines you like. They use an algorithm. It's the best, man. I've had this shit for, fuck, man, a year, year and a half at this point. Look, great wine, cheap price, in a box, comes to your house. You don't have to do dick. Discover new wine like a VIP by becoming a First Leaf member. Join today. And you'll get six bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/drinkinbros. That's six bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/drinkinbros. Afterwards, man, you can take a fucking bottle and look, I'm not telling you to do this. So don't fucking DM me on Instagram at STJames saying, hey, you're giving me bad ideas about insurrectioners. I'm not saying to do that, but I'm saying you have the option to smash one of those bottles on the ground. Somebody tries to break in your house, protect your shit. That's six bottles. If you think about it, six bottles, you could save six lives with that. You could slash open six people's skulls with that. But the wine's great, and I fucking love it, dude. My faves skis. Man, where else are we today? Where else are we in the world at this fucking bullshit that we live in, dude? Like, where else are we going here? I'll tell you where we're going here with this shit. Again, Home Alone, dude. Shit is set. DVR, set, bro. Set. Therefore, I don't really think about it. Not a lot of games on. Not a lot of action on a Monday night as far as like college basketball. A lot of COVID cases. Duke is fucking drooping. I almost said droop instead of Duke. They're dropping out of the fucking sky here. Their best players just like, I'm declaring for the NBA. I'm getting out of this bullshit. I'm all done with this. Duke is terrible. Kansas is terrible. North Carolina is terrible. All these teams are fucking Kentucky. It's goddamn awful. They're like 5-13. They're dropping. So, not a lot to watch. Been watching The Bachelor with my wife. This is a big deal this year. Because I got the first Black Bachelor. Man. And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. Fuck you. So it's a big deal, dude. First African-American Bachelor. Show history. People fucking love it. Making a big deal about the first Black Bachelor. Problem is, one of the ladies he has squired and fallen in love with, who's in the top five, well, she's white. Yeah, she's a fucking honky, dude. And there's some pictures that have resurfaced from the past of her dressed up with her sorority sisters. Adam, it looks like an old school antebellum, like Lady Antebellum ball. And they're like, oh, hey, everyone, we're just all dressed up, whatever. Well, fucking A, dude, if Bachelor, you know, Nation doesn't flip out, you're racist. You're fucking racist. You're racist. It appalls me. You're so fucking racist. Cancel her. Get rid of her. We can't fucking see her on her screen. Cancel this bitch. Cancel this white bitch. She should have known better. I looked at the pictures, all right? She's dressed up like, I don't know, an extra in like Gone with the Wind or something, but nothing super racist. Nobody was in blackface. I don't really fucking get it. Either way, you know, she apologized for her remarks or her pictures and made some remarks. She just said, hey, guys, I'm super sorry for my racist past. I know what I've done, and I'm ready to be a bigger, better person. No need for that. There was no fucking need for it. Sorority was in the South. You know, antebellum shit happened. You know, you're all in a Southern. It was a plantation thing or whatever. It's not like they had slaves on chains. They were fucking burning people. It wasn't like it was fucking Django Unchained at The Bachelor. None of that shit was going on. And Chris Harrison, the host, old fucking umbrella beak himself, a guy's fucking snout looks like just an umbrella hook, you know? Just, oh, gonna grab my umbrella. There's a 70% chance of rain today. Whatever, man. You know exactly who I'm fucking talking about with this guy. So he comes out and says, hey, guys, you were way too harsh on her. She didn't know. This was 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Whatever it was, we can't just start canceling people for this. This is crazy. She's a fun girl. She makes mistakes. Let her be fun and flirty. Well, the rage and hell rained down on him today. And he stepped off The Bachelor. 20 seasons that motherfucker's been on there, Chris Harrison. Stepped out of The Bachelor. Was like, well, fucking out of this shit. So much so, in fact, he's an executive producer, by the way. He's been doing this show since day one. Day one, homie. He is the fucking show. And I know what you're thinking of, like, hey, Ross, who gives a shit about the host? Who fucking cares about that dude? I'm with you. I don't really give a fuck about the host. But with him, he kind of created the show, and now he's in the whole shit, and he picks all these people. All this shit is his. All of this is Chris Harrison's. And this motherfucker just quit, was just like, yo, I'm out. I'm out before the top five. He's not even going to hometowns or the final rose selection. He will not be there to see who the first Black Bachelor chooses as his wife. So there's going to be somebody else because he's out of there. He's canceled. Everybody's fucking canceled. I wish he wouldn't have done it, to be honest with you. I wish she wouldn't have done it to be fucking real with you. The only person who bitched about it was this chick who was the first ever black bachelorette. She was like, this is racist. All you guys are fucking racist. We're all... No. None of it is, dude. It was fucking 10, 15 years ago. She didn't fucking mean anything by that. But here we are. Homeboy stepped up. Boss move by him, by the way. Saying, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and check out of here before the finale. You guys can go fuck yourselves and enjoy the ratings on this fucking shit show. Or ABC and The Bachelor themselves is going to turn this into a fucking teaching moment, which I love. Ugh, I love a good teaching moment where, you know, we can save the world from racism. All we need to do is pray. So we'll see what happens. Either way, man, I was watching this shit tonight, and I was like, man, what the fuck? She did make it to the final five. That white chick made it to the final five. She seems fine. Boring. She's fucking boring. Seems like a fucking Kardashian stunt double, but whatever, man. I don't give a fuck. She's hot. That's the thing about the top five. Pick the hottest. You can bang all of them. Everybody gets to go to the fantasy suite. If you don't know what I'm talking about, dudes, you should. If you're married. Because if you're not, or if you're fucking single, you won't understand a fucking word I'm saying. Because you don't watch the shit on your own. You're married or have a girlfriend. We all get roped into this bullshit. And you sit there and watch and you're like, oh, fuck, man. You know, your wife or girlfriend is like, who do you think they're going to pick for the final thing, whatever. On the inside, all of us dudes are just thinking, well, he's probably going to pick the five hottest that he wants to bone. Because they're all going to fantasy suites. You can fucking bone everybody. And that's part of the fucking show. But the racism is an issue. Not the fantasy suite. That is literally called the fantasy suite where you go in there to fuck girls. All you do is fuck girls in this thing called the fantasy suite. That's fine. Don't pull out, have unprotected sex, fuck five women in 2 days. That's all great. But what we're concerned about is you wearing an antebellum dress in 2008. That's what we really fucking care about. Anybody else who's going in there eating pussy, you know, fucking sharing cock, swapping cum, five girls in 2 days, that's all fine. But what we care about is those old sorority pictures. Because it appears to be racist. But the gangbangs and the other shit, like, yes, you're probably going to have your pussy and your asshole blasted out. Big deal. That's the fantasy suite. What we care about is our pretend racism. God damn it. What were you doing in that sorority? What were you doing there that night? Were you eating biscuits too? You fucking racist bitch. But also, you're going to the fantasy suite tomorrow, so if you could shave your pussy, that'd be great. All right? I don't want the bachelor leaving the fantasy suite thinking he got an unshorn pussy. All right? It's just you and four other women that are going to be fucking accepting his nut for the next 48 hours. And that's the bachelor. So just relax, okay? And maybe make an apology for those fucking racist photos that we deem. Well, not we didn't deem them racist, but everybody else did. So then we've got to tell you that it's racist or whatever. But just issue an apology. So in 48 hours, you can go in and spread your legs with five other women and get fucking numbed out by the bachelor. God damn it. He is the first black bachelor. What are you doing? Issue an apology. We'll give you a publicist. You're gonna get fucked by the bachelor in like a day, maybe two. I don't really know. You know, when it was Hannah B's season, she fucked that one dude in a lighthouse four different times. He nutted inside of her four different times. It was fucking 18 to 23 ounces of semen inside of her. And that's the bachelor. But we care about the racist dress you were wearing because it appeared you and your white sorority sisters were trying to do something from the old South. God damn it, that's racist. But again, issue an apology and then come get your asshole blasted by the bachelor. So that's what happened. Chris Harrison's gone. R.I.P. Is he dead? Not really. His career is probably. That's the deal, though. get canceled. Oh, we got to cancel Chris. We got to cancel everybody for their fucking bullshit. Why? It's all fucking bullshit, man. I don't care. If you're out there listening, Chris Harrison, and I know our fucking publicist has reached out to you to be on the show, I'd be more than happy to chat with you about this. You know, with legs wide open under the bachelor, getting bone. I want to see Scott Stapp serenading these women as they get blasted out by the fucking bachelor in the fantasy suite. Is it a dream? Yeah, it is. Sometimes dreams can come true. Dreams can come true. Oh, I know this to be true because we're having one of our faves on. Neil deGrasse Tyson's coming on next month. Well, maybe not after this episode, but, you know, if he doesn't listen to this one, he'll be on the show. That'll be kind of a dream. The Gronkowskis are coming back on. We're fucking amped about that. Real fucking amped. Dude, those guys fucking bone, dude. Absolutely bone. This is the point in the show where we get to the drinking bro of the week. Man, take a huge sip of this fucking White Claw before I get into it. You know what? I had somebody sent me some Soul Set. I don't know who that was, but I enjoyed that fucking seltzer. God damn, that seltzer was good. I don't give a shit about White Claw, to be honest with you. I have no loyalties to any of this shit. Truthfully, trying to develop our own seltzer right now. Shit takes time. But that's real. Something strong. It's like a 7.6, where it's only 100 calories. I'm going to get fucked up. I can't get fucked up off this shit unless I mix it with something. Wink. Drinking Bro of the Week was submitted by Brandon. Oh, shit. Braden. Just Braden. Sorry, Braden. Fucked up your name, man. I'll never get that right. Whenever I see Braden, I'll just automatically say Brandon. And I'm sorry for that. That has nothing to do with me being fucked up either. Just a weird name, Braden. He's from Utah. He's been a member of Drinking Bros for 3 years, and he's nominating D'Anthony. Oh, shit. Fuck, we read these live on air, by the way. That's real. So I didn't read this. Reason for the nomination, I reached out to Dan about a side hustle slash business idea. I listen to the show as much as I can, and I remember him talking about business and loving to solve problems. He answered my DM, gave me some pretty good guidance. Thanks, Dan. Holy shit. That's cool, Dan. Fuck, man. You get a lot of fucking DMs. We try to answer people. That's rad. Sorry I fucked up your name, Braden. But D'Anthony is not on the show tonight. It's a perfect fucking drinking bro. We're snowed in. Two different locations. I'm here. I have a microphone. Decided to do a show. Hope it was good. Don't really know. I'm sure you guys will tell me. Hey, Ross, you fucking suck. Suck my dick. Go back to the fraternity. Go back to the new guy. Whatever it is, I don't give a shit. Speaking of going back to the new guy, I actually did go back to the new guy on Patreon. We're putting some aggressive shows, like real aggressive, like shit that we just can't air on YouTube anymore because they're fucking pussies. We're putting those on Patreon. That is Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We have this new show called the Friday Night Jack Sesh on there, which is a call-in show with Jack Mandeville. He's mostly nude and with other people, but it depends on who they are. And it's super, super fucked up. And I don't know that we could publish one word of that on YouTube. And then also Dan and I are just doing fucking wild ass shit every week. Like that awful fan, Sarah Williams, told me to go back to the new guy. I did. So I haven't seen that movie in 15 years. I watched that and I did a picture in picture with it. And then I talked about all the stories from that movie. Some are super dark. And I know you're saying, hey, man, that was a fun teen movie. It made a lot of money in the box office. What was dark about that? Somebody died of strangulation. That's all I'm going to say right now. The whole story is in that episode, and it is super, super fucking dark. But it was a fun movie. A lot of crazy stories nobody knows about. So you can go there and check all that shit out. And then Dan has an episode where he put all, like, he made like a mixtape of all the music he used to kill people to overseas. And then he goes through each song. We obviously can't play songs on YouTube and all that bullshit. So he played all the songs and then I guess talked about how he killed them too. I wasn't there for that. Again, we're in two separate locations. I'm looking forward to that just as much as you are. Go to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. And then as far as like the Drinking Bros Drinking Bro of the Week. That's on drinkingbros.com. You can submit anytime. It's free. Don't give a shit. And then it just gets emailed to us, and we read it live on air. So if you're wondering why, like, some of these are dark, some of them are whatever, hey, man, we just open it up and read it. Whatever it is, it is. And if I fuck up your name, I apologize. Only thing I feel bad about is if we talk about, like, fucking squirrels or something, and all of a sudden somebody's grandfather died of COVID. I feel bad about that, and I apologize. But I want you to know I'm here with you. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know if the fucking roads are going to be iced down. There's definitely no salt trucks here or snow plows or any of that bullshit. So, I don't know. Hopefully, we'll be back together in the same room as one. I know this. Dan Holloway is the only one with power downtown right now. So, literally, all of our employees, I think there's like 7 people sleeping in Dan's house right now. Because the rest of downtown doesn't have power and all that bullshit. That's why I was raging on that woman at the top of the show. Fuck her. If I can find her Twitter, I'll say it one more goddamn time. Whatever, man. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be alive. Hopefully I'll be back with you. Hopefully Dan and I will be together. I don't really know. But you can hit me up on my Instagram at STJames, STJames. Let me know if you like this show. If you didn't, don't bother. Who goes out of their fucking way to leave, like, awful shit for people? Send messages to people. Fuck you. I hate you. You fucking suck. So much wasted time out of your day. Just don't do that, man. You just leave me, a simple thumbs up or thumbs down if you want. And then we'll move on with our fucking day as gentlemen. And I say gentlemen and not ladies because 95% of this audience is dudes. Just fucking dudes, man. I'm Ross Patterson, kids. That's it. That's all I got for you. I'm all snowed in. Hopefully you're safe and you're warm. And you're comfy, cozy. And hopefully you're not playing this in front of family members or loved ones. We'll definitely hate you and question everything you've thought about as a man in this life and personally part today. Good night, everyone.